I'm ready for rotting.
Hello and welcome to the Sleeper Wire draft short of the 2021 offseason. I am your host, Matthew Burton. You can find me at SportsFanaticMB on Twitter. I will be bringing you guys quick draft profiles on the players coming into the 2021 NFL draft. My goal in this is to give you guys what these players excel at and what these players need to improve on, where I think their draft capital will be, and how I think they could fit into those teams and where you should look at them in your fantasy drafts. For today's episode, I'm going to start off with one of my favorite players in this 2021 draft, the Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback Justin Fields. Justin Fields hails from Kenesaw, Georgia. He was a quarterback that was recruited actually by the Georgia Bulldogs in the 2018 class. He had a 5-star .998 composite rating, which is 8th of all time at the quarterback and player rating position for 247 Sports, and was the number 2 nationally rated quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence in his class as well. He was a 5-star just based on 247 Sports rankings. As I mentioned, he got recruited by the Georgia Bulldogs and went there his freshman season, where he was supposed to be in a battle with then quarterback Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm ended up winning the job, although many rumors were that he did not really get a chance to compete with that, and Fromm was just given the job. And Fromm ended up going on and having a very good season, leading the Georgia Bulldogs to a playoff appearance. However, Justin Fields, that did not sit well with him, and while he did get in some work that freshman season, in the 12 games that he was playing in and where he had limited time, he only threw 39 passes, completed 27 of them for 69.2% completion percentage, just 328 yards and 4 touchdowns. After his freshman season ended there with Georgia, he ended up entering the transfer portal wanting to play for a team that he believed he could start for, and he ended up landing with the Ohio State Buckeyes. He applied for a conditional waiver to be allowed to play the first year there, as in the waiver that is now in place with the NCAA was not available at that time. It was granted due to some obscenities, racial slurs that were sent his way when he played baseball at Georgia as well, and was granted an immediate eligibility waiver to play for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Going into his sophomore season, not many knew what to expect from Justin Fields at Ohio State. They had a new head coach in Ryan Day and a new signal caller, as they had just lost Wayne Haskins to the NFL. In his sophomore season, Fields went on to have a miraculous season for the Buckeyes in 2019. He ended up passing for 3,273 yards on 354 attempts, 238 completions for 67.2% completion percentage, 41 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So the 41-3 touchdown to interception ratio was magnificent, and you saw the way he was able to maneuver in the pocket and work that offense, led them to a playoff where they lost on the last pass of the game to Clemson, where he did throw an interception in the end zone when Chris Olave broke off his route. He also added 484 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns as well with his legs. So coming into the 2020 season, many were not sure if the Buckeyes would even play due to COVID. Justin Fields was actually one of the players who led the We Want to Play movement, was very big on that. He started out petitions I believe he ended up getting almost 1 million signatures on that. He was very big and vocal about wanting to play that season. And after the Buckeyes, I'm sorry, not the Buckeyes, the Big Ten Conference canceled the season and wanted to push it to starting in January, they eventually reversed course and started back up in November, giving Justin Fields a chance to play a conference-only schedule. They only ended up playing 8 games in the Big Ten due to a couple cancellations due to COVID, which I do believe hurt Justin Fields' ability to stay consistent with the fact that games were being canceled after he had just played a game. He never really got that to continue playing week to week and continue to progress. He did, however, end up throwing for 2,100 yards, 225 attempts, 158 completions for a 70.2 completion percentage. He did also throw for 22 touchdowns and 6 interceptions this season, so increasing those interceptions by 3, did add 383 yards on the ground with 5 touchdowns. They would go on to beat Clemson in the playoffs and then play Alabama in the national championship, where they would obviously, unfortunately, get rolled. So let's talk about him moving into the NFL and my thoughts on him. Justin Fields is a true five-star quarterback and has been that since he entered high school, as I mentioned earlier. He will be linked with Trevor Lawrence for his entire career, with those guys being one and two and some of the two highest-rated quarterbacks we have ever seen coming into college. So what does he do well? Well, arm strength, accuracy, mobility, and pocket presence are huge for him, in my opinion. His accuracy, he throws to all three levels of the field and is extremely impressive when he does so. He's very accurate, especially when he gets those vertical throws. He's able to drop them over the shoulder. He hits them in stride. My favorite throws that you'll see from Justin Fields is when he is running to the other side of the field and throws the hash-to-hash throw right in stride, hits the wide receiver right in his hands. Those are NFL throws right there. To be able to throw across the field, across your body, is not easy to do, and he's one of the few guys in this class that can hit a wide receiver in stride while doing so. He also can throw a ball in scramble drills whenever he is rushed and forced out of the pocket. His ability to throw strikes on the move is extremely impressive. His arm strength, there is plenty of juice in his arm, and he effortlessly spins the ball down the field. His velocity is the most dangerous dynamic of his arm strength, and he can be rolling, as I mentioned, left or even right. And his ability to square himself up and still vertically throw the ball down the field is incredible. His mobility is what it makes him extremely dangerous. When he's in the open field, Fields can be extremely deadly with his runs, especially when there are teams that are not, you know, zone coverages, man coverages, doesn't matter. He's able to get by those linebackers and almost looks like a running back at times running out there. You can see a major difference between when he is running and when Trevor Lawrence is running. And that's obviously where he can really hurt defenses, especially on those long third downs where they may rush him and he's able to step up in the pocket and then get outside and run for that first down. His pocket presence is also very, very good. In my opinion, he is quite sufficient at forcing the first rusher to miss. Many times you'll watch him as a defender is rushing in and he'll do a little juke move, or sometimes he'll even take the hit and get out of it. He is very strong in his lower body. He also does a very good job of stepping up into the pocket when he needs to, or moving and getting into space to allow himself to get the ball down the field. In games where he struggled, he's consistently still found ways to win. He is a fearless passer and not afraid to challenge tacklers as they come down, or even throw in those really tight one-on-one windows. So that is something you want out of your quarterback going into the next level. He can make all the throws, and he's not afraid to throw it in there when he needs to. So the two cons that are on Justin Fields are the two big knocks on him coming into the NFL. The first one is that he doesn't go through his progressions, which I will say is just patently false. He does go through his progressions. I actually will say both of these things, and I'll just say it now. The other knock on him is he holds the ball too long. I believe both of these are just due to the Ohio State system. Ohio State loves to run a lot of vertical routes, and they want to beat you deep down the field. So he has to hold on to the ball to allow those plays to develop, and he's also very good at holding on to the ball because, as I mentioned earlier, he'll make defenders miss and he'll use his legs. That's something that will have to get coached out of him a little bit, I think, at the NFL level, because you don't want your quarterback back there taking hits. And he does go through his progressions, but when you have players like Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson on the outside, chances are most of the time you play defenses, those players are going to be better than the defenders they're going up against, so you're waiting to allow them to get open so you can force the ball to them because they're going to make plays for you. My summary on him is Justin Fields has been the best quarterback in this class since he entered college. He'll continue to be linked with Trevor Lawrence, as I mentioned. His ability as a passer is top shelf when accounting for his natural delivery and how easy he has proven to throw around defenders and get himself into generating velocity and accuracy when on the move. His draft capital for me is kind of the hardest thing to determine at the moment. Unlike Trevor Lawrence, who we already know is etched into the number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Justin Fields, I think, could go anywhere from 2 to 5 or 6. I believe the best landing spot for him at this time is the Atlanta Falcons. There's a realistic shot that he lands there with them. However, I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets take him at 2 as well. Regardless, wherever Justin Fields lands, he is a future NFL franchise-changing quarterback. I believe that he has got the entire skill set to make and lift everyone around him, which is what you want out of a generational and quarterback that will lead your franchises to raise the floors of everyone around them. And that is exactly what Justin Fields will do. In Superflex drafts, I believe he should be the second pick behind Trevor Lawrence, regardless of his landing spot. And I do believe in one QB leagues as well. Justin Fields should be a high-end or middle-round, second-round pick. Even as deep as this class is, Justin Fields is a guy who can change everything for you. So again, this is a Sleeper Wire short on draft profiles. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen and have yourselves a great day.